Have you been recommended the Athene Performance Elite or Performance Elite Plus? If you have, then you have to watch this episode. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker coming to you with episode number 43 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I am the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, we're going to do an overview of the Athene Performance Elite and Performance Elite Plus. So I'm going to start this episode, like I do all my other product reviews, and letting you know there really are no, quote, bad annuities. There's only bad recommendations. And in my personal opinion, right out of the gate, I can tell you that the Performance Elite is totally fine. And it's issued by Athene, which is a company I do quite a bit of business with. So regardless, there's nothing wrong with this product. It's just an annuity that's designed to serve a specific purpose. Now, the question then comes, what is the purpose of the money that you're wanting to accomplish? And I'm going to give you a more in-depth example of what I mean by that towards the end of this episode. But first, let's just jump into a few details about this particular annuity. So you have the Performance Elite and the Performance Elite Plus. And both of them come in 7, 10, or 15-year options. Now, I'm not going to get in really deep about the 15-year options because they're really exactly the same as the 10-year options. And the only difference is that it's a 5-year longer commitment to have the Performance Elite 15. And in my personal opinion, that is just too long of a surrender schedule for pretty much anybody to have. The 15 does come with a little bit larger bonus, but definitely not big enough to offset the commitment to an additional 5 years. So let's just break these down here real quick. Like I was saying, you have the Performance Elite and the Elite Plus. So the Performance Elite 7 is a 7-year term. It does not come with a bonus. There is no fee with it. It is RMD friendly. So if you're 73 and wanting to protect your money somewhere, this is totally fine. And it comes with a 10% penalty-free withdrawal in the first year. Now, that I like, and that is unique to a lot of what I call just, quote, growth annuities, because most annuities will make you wait until the second year before you can take any withdrawals out of it. And then we have the Performance Elite 10 and 15. Like I said, I'm not going to talk about the 15 that much, but the Performance Elite 10, obviously, is a 10-year surrender. It does come with a bonus, has no fees with it, RMD friendly, and it has a 5% penalty-free withdrawal starting in year 2. Now, to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of that because there are other annuities out there that have the same surrender term and they come with a bonus, but they will let you take 10% starting in year 2. So the question you might be asking yourself is, why can I take 10% in the first year with the 7-year option, but I can only take 5% in the second year with the other two options of the Performance Elite? The difference is they're giving you a bonus on the 10 and 15, and therefore they have to make that up somewhere, okay? An early mentor of mine told me there are no deals in the insurance industry. Everything is based on math. So if they're giving you a bonus on the front end, there has to be some other stipulation on the other end. Okay, so now let's look at the Performance Elite Plus. The Elite Plus 7, again, is a 7-year term. Only this one comes with a bonus, but there is a 0.95% annual fee that comes with all the Elite Plus series. Now, with the Performance Elite Plus 10 or 15, it has what's called an enhanced bonus, which basically means it's just a bigger bonus that you can get with the other Athene Elite series that does not have a fee. So basically, you're going to pay a fee for a bigger bonus, which again, just like the 7-year term, is 95 basis points. And there's a couple additional features on the Performance Elite Plus with all of them, the 7, the 10, and the 15. The two most notable are the enhanced penalty-free withdrawal of 20% if you did not take a withdrawal the prior year. So for instance, in this one, let's say you have 100,000, you still have to wait a year, okay? And we're just going to use zero growth. So that second year, you would be able to take 10,000 out, but if you decided not to exercise that provision the following year, now you could take out 20,000. And that's applicable throughout the entire term. The other big feature is what's called the return of premium after the fourth year. Now, that's a really nice provision, especially if you're going for something crazy like the 15-year term. But I also think this is one of those features that is included pretty heavily in the quote pitch from a lot of advisors that, hey, if you don't like this thing, you can get all your money back after the fourth year. However, you have to read the language because there are some stipulations with that return of premium provision. So let's just read it together. This is straight out of their brochure. After the fourth contract year, the cash surrender value will never be less than the premium, meaning the money you put into it, minus premium taxes, if applicable, and I'll explain that in a second, and prior withdrawals, including withdrawal charges, premium bonus vesting adjustments, and market value adjustments, if applicable, on those withdrawals. Okay, so what does that mean in English? What it's saying is that at the beginning of the fifth year, you can walk away with no less than the money you put into it. However, there's some stipulations in there. So the premium tax, that is referring to some states will actually charge a tax on the amount of money that you put into the annuity. Now, most annuity companies will absorb that cost as long as you keep the annuity through the entire term. What they're saying is that if you decide to exercise this return of premium, if you have a premium tax in your state, that will get passed on to you. Now, prior withdrawals is obvious. They're not going to give you money that you've already taken out of the annuity and put in your pocket. The withdrawal charge is also referring to if you took money out above that 5, 10, or 20% annual penalty-free withdrawal, basically money you've already taken out, if you went over the allotted amount, you would have been assessed a withdrawal charge on that based on the surrender schedule. The premium bonus vesting adjustment refers to the additional money that they gave you when you started this annuity. Now, the bonus is applicable, 100% of it, as a death benefit to your beneficiaries. So if you start this thing and you pass away the first year, that full bonus would be passed along in your death benefit. And it is also applicable for your growth opportunity. As an example, let's just say you put $100,000 in this annuity. It has a 10% bonus. From that first year, you will start to earn interest on $110,000. So what this premium bonus vesting adjustment is referring to is only applicable if you decide to surrender the policy early. Okay, they're not going to give you and this is an example, they're not going to give you a 10% bonus and then you change your mind 4 years down the road, even though you have the right to do that. They're not going to let you walk out the door with the entire 10%. So every year that goes by, your bonus vesting adjustment gets bigger. So if you hold the policy all the way through term, you will receive the entire bonus plus any growth, plus your principal, minus any fees. That will be your walkaway money in your pocket. And then there is the MVA, or the market value adjustment. Now, this confuses a lot of people, but market value adjustment is tied to the annuity company's investment portfolio. So let me give you a quick example, and some of this is annuity 201 or 301 stuff, but it's important to understand, so I'm going to explain it. When you send your money, your premium, to an annuity company, what they do is they turn around and they buy long-term investment-grade bonds, okay? So that is their personal investment portfolio that is backing up the annuity and is giving you the opportunity for growth, but also giving you a guaranteed interest rate, but is also protecting the principal. Now, if the bonds that the annuity company buys in their investment portfolio, let's just say those are paying 5% when you funded your annuity. What happens is interest rates change all the time. Let's say we're 3 years down the road, and now the current interest rates on similar bonds are paying 8%. Well, you come in and you say, hey, I want to exercise my return of premium, or I just want to surrender the annuity just because I've changed my mind. What they're going to have to do to get your money back to you is they're going to have to divest those bonds. But if they're holding bonds that are only paying 5% and new bonds are paying 8%, their bonds are going to have to be sold at a discount or a loss. And what happens is that market value adjustment, the MVA, that is going to get passed on to you. Now, again, this is only applicable if you decide to surrender the entire annuity before the end of the term. However, I've also seen this work in people's favor because let's say the opposite happens. Let's say the annuity company's portfolio is holding bonds that pay 5% and interest rates drop to 2%. You come in and say, hey, I want to surrender my policy. What happens now, the bonds that are backing up your annuity, those are worth more on the open market because they're paying a higher interest rate than what someone could get currently. So they're actually going to make a profit on that, and part of that will benefit you. And I have seen this happen with my own eyes. So at the end of the day, you always want to refer to what's called the minimum guaranteed surrender value, or the MGSV, to determine your worst case scenario. Most annuity illustrations, including the Athene illustrations, list the MGSV, or what I like to call your absolute worst case scenario. And again, this is only applicable if you decide to surrender the entire annuity before the term is over. So in all honesty, this really should never be a problem if the advisor is making an appropriate recommendation to you. Because when I have people ask me about MVA, and I explain exactly what I explained to you just now, that hey, this is the deal. Remember, there are no deals in the insurance industry. It's all based on math. So if they're going to take a loss, they're going to pass it on to you for breaking the term. So after I explain that, here's the next thing I say. If you think that is even a possibility, I'd rather not even go down this road with you because I don't want to put you in a position to where you're going to lose money because something happened, you weren't prepared for it, you didn't have enough emergency funds outside of the annuity, or you're just the type of person who changes your mind, which is nothing wrong with that. We're human, okay? But it should not be an issue if the annuity is an appropriate recommendation for you. So the reason I went into all of that was not to confuse you, but to let you know when you see a benefit like this, like the return of premium, you see these different stipulations. This isn't the annuity company trying to screw you over, but there are a lot of things happening in the background that provides them the ability to keep their promises to not only you, but all the other annuity holders that have policies with any given company. And again, if the annuity is an appropriate recommendation, this should never be an issue. Normally, when people call me and they're talking about surrendering their current annuity, it's because the advisor made some unreasonable expectations or he set unreasonable expectations. Now, when I'm talking about growth annuities with clients, obviously we go through all the same stuff that we're looking at here today, but I also set the expectation that you're going to have a growth rate somewhere between 4 to 7% over the term. That doesn't mean you're going to get 4 to 7% every single year. There are going to be years where you have a 0% return or a 2% return. And then you're going to have the years where you might get 14. But what you have to understand is that when you're dealing with annuities that have these fees with them, you could see your account value go backwards in a year that you don't have any growth, especially if you're using what's called an enhanced crediting strategy, which if you've looked at this annuity or someone has offered it to you, they probably went into that, where you can have bigger growth opportunity for and another additional fee on top of the 0.95%. So for another 1.25%, you can have the ability for more opportunity. But now you're looking total for the Performance Elite Plus annuities, you're looking at a total 2.2% annual fee. So if you have a 0% return year, you're going to see that account value go backwards. So personally, that's why I'm not a huge fan of growth annuities that have fees with them or recommending those enhanced crediting strategies. Because in my mind, personally, the annuity is meant to be a safe bucket of money that you can dip into when needed. You have all your other risk money in the market, and because that's where you're going to get the biggest gains. Okay, we're just looking for a steady, reasonable growth rate with these. Now, I will say, in all fairness, that with the Performance Elite Plus, even if you opted for all of those fees, the 95 basis point fee is mandatory. But if you opted for the 1.25% enhanced crediting strategy fee, even if you had zero growth throughout the entire term, you would still walk away ahead of what you actually put into it. So again, in all fairness, you're never going to lose principal on this, even if you're paying the max amount of fees. And just let me clarify that last statement. That is based on the current bonus that they're offering. So that's what I ran the illustrations on. That could change depending on how much of a bonus they're offering in the future. So you would want your advisor to run a current illustration to see what your absolute worst case scenario would be if you had no growth over the term. So let's talk about some real world as far as annuities go, because there's really only two purposes for annuities, mainly that I use them for at least, which is number one, either growth and protection, or number two, income. Now, if you're going for growth and protection, like I just mentioned, you're never going to get hurt in this. You're never going to lose principal, even if you have the fees in it, based on current bonus rates. However, if you are going for income, you're going to use this as an income source, then we need to talk. Okay, if someone showed you this as a supplemental income vehicle, then you need to call me. Because the problem that I have seen in the past is advisors who maybe do annuities just on the side and you approach them about having an annuity, they will give you a very unreasonable expectation as far as what the growth rate will be to use this in an income capacity. And I get when you see an illustration with those big growth rates and it's showing you taking money out for the next 30 years, I totally appreciate that people want to preserve their principal as much as possible. But really, when the goal is income, you are totally reliant on the uncertainty of what the future growth rate will be of any annuity. So let's just take a look at a quick example as an income play. So we have a 65-year-old couple looking to use $100,000 in premium. At the time of this recording, the highest guaranteed lifetime income would be $7,250 per year, or a 7.25% payout rate. And again, that is guaranteed for the both of them, no matter how long they live. So here's the problem that I've seen a lot of other advisors. They will show the client, okay, we're going to put this money in, you're going to take the money out for the rest of your life. And look at this, you can take that $7,250 per year, and in your early 90s, you'll still have almost $430,000 left in account value / death benefit. The problem is, this is based on over a 10% growth rate. Okay, how many financial vehicles out there do you really expect to take money out of for almost a 30-year period and then have four times as much money than you started with left over? I think when advisors show this type of growth rate to clients, they're doing them a great disservice and they're going to put them in a very uncomfortable position down the road. Because remember what I said a little bit earlier, what a reasonable expectation would be for any growth annuity, somewhere between 4 to 7%. Even if we take it to the top of that chart that I'm saying, we're going on the high end at 7% growth. If we're taking the same amount of income out of the growth annuity versus an income annuity, even with 7% year over year, you're still out of money by the age of 92. And maybe you're okay with that. I'm in my early 90s. I'm probably not going to live that long. Okay, we can debate actuary tables and stuff, but I don't get on people's cases for their personal health situations or anything like that. If you think that'll be long enough, that's totally fine with me. However, do you want to make that bet on a 7% growth rate every single year? Can you get those type of returns in a growth annuity? Absolutely. Would I tell you to bet your future income on it? Absolutely not. Okay, so let's do a quick summary and then I will wrap this up. So the Performance Elite and Performance Elite Plus is issued by Athene, which is an A-plus company. I do business with them. They have great customer service. I have no problem with Athene whatsoever. The Performance Elite comes in a 7, 10, and 15-year option. The 10 and the 15 come with a bonus, but with limited penalty-free withdrawals. The Performance Elite Plus comes in a 7, 10, and 15-year option, and they all come with a bonus, but they all have that 0.95% fee with them. I will say Athene is unique and they do have a lot of indexing options, like good indexing options that you can get with or without the enhanced crediting strategy fee. And at the end of the day, this is a good option for growth and protection, but I would not recommend this particular Athene annuity for income. Okay, Athene has other income products that I would recommend, but for the very specific purpose of generating income, I would not recommend this or actually any other growth annuity. An income rider is always going to be your best bet for guaranteed income. And the only way to determine that is really to define the purpose of the money. What do you want the money to do and when do you want it to do it? And really the best way to find that out is to give me a call and we can go through the Atlas annuity strategy to see if any of this is going to be a good fit for you. And the best way to do that is to click the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page on my website, or you can go directly to atlasannuity.com and that will take you directly to my calendar page. So you can book a short phone call to get your questions and concerns answered. I want to thank you all for tuning in to episode number 43 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I hope you found it helpful. And please don't forget to subscribe and like this episode if you found it helpful. Share it with someone that you think could benefit from it. And as always, this is Marty Becker signing off, wishing you all the best in your financial education. And we will see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.